Okay, good morning, and we are up to the last daf of Masechet Nedarim, which, as we mentioned yesterday, quite surprisingly, is here. It seems like it's a daf that would be more apropos for Masechet Ksubos, because Masechet Ksubos taught us about grounds for divorce, which divorces cause a wife to lose the monetary payment of the ksuba. And suddenly that's the topic again that we discuss here. So the Mishnah taught that initially there were three types of women who their claims would be believed, and based on their claims, they could actually, they would force their husband to give them a get, and they would get the ksuba. So it would be the wife of a Kohen who said that she was raped. It would be a woman who made a neder not to have marital relations with anyone. So if a woman takes such a drastic step, as the Ran explained, that must mean that there is some ailment which is making marital relations very unpleasant for her, so unpleasant that she doesn't want to have it with anyone. So he would not force her to stay with her husband. And the third case was a woman who swears that her husband is just unable, that his seed is very weak. He's unable to impregnate her and unable to create children with her. So, okay, we would believe her, and they would force the husbands to give a get, and because these are things that are not their fault, it's not a woman's fault that she has an ailment, it's not a woman's fault if she gets raped, it's certainly not her fault if her husband doesn't have sufficient potency, so they would get a get, they would get the ksuba. However, times changed, and there were women who would be interested in a man other than their husband, and figure, well, you know, I'll go to this other guy, I'll have a second life with him. And meanwhile, from my husband, I won't lose anything. I'll get the ksuba, I'll get everything. So these women who were looking to get both, they would make up these stories. They would say that the husband can't perform, or they would say that they were raped, or they would make a neder and then go somewhere else where nobody knows of them and keep on living despite this neder. So they said, you know what, we don't believe women anymore when they make these claims. We don't believe a woman who says she was raped. We don't believe a woman who says that she swears by God that her husband is not capable. We'll tell the husband, go wine and dine her. She'll come around. And the woman who makes a neder, we tell the husband, reject the part of the neder that impacts you. And because it impacts you, you can suspend it. And fine, she'll be with you, and whenever the marriage ends, then she'll won't be allowed to have marital relations with anybody else. That was the Mishnah. So we are now on Tzad Yamed Beis, about five lines before the very end of the Amud.
But Rabbi, if she had a physician as proof or witnesses, then these three conditions would still be valid, for sure.
So Amar Rav Papa said the following. Badiklan Rava tested us on the following question. Eish is Kohen Shenensa, the wife of a Kohen who gets raped, now she's no longer allowed to her husband, the Kohen. Yesh laksuba or ain laksuba? Does she get a ksuba, or does she lose her ksuba? So what's the two points of view? Kivan to onus legabe kohen kiratzon legabe Yisrael, Tami. Just like a woman married to a Yisrael can sometimes be prohibited to her husband when? Not if she's raped. If she willfully goes and has an affair with somebody other than her husband, as the Torah says, Uma'alavo ma'al, that's the whole section of Sota. Sota is where we're in a suffix. We're not even sure whether she was disloyal. But if we know she's disloyal, Uma'alavo ma'al, we don't have to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash. We don't need to make her drink any of the Mayim HaMa'arim, the water of the Kiyar mixed with the dirt of the Azara, together with the ink from the the scroll that was written on a parchment, if we know she was disloyal, willfully, that's it. She's prohibited to her husband. So Rav Papa said like this, a wife married to a kohen becomes prohibited to her husband through rape. A wife married to a Yisrael becomes prohibited to her husband through willful indiscretion. So maybe the two are compared to each other, and they're linked to each other. Okay, but the onus lagabe kohen, keratzon lagabe Yisrael dami, just like a rape of a kohen wife is like a willful indiscretion of a Yisrael's wife, and therefore ain la ksuba. Therefore, there should be no ksuba to the wife of a kohen who gets raped. Maybe he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. In other words, if he's divorcing her because she's prohibited to him, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Maybe we say he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. It's not, you know, he can't stay married to her, so he has to divorce her. He doesn't have to give the ksuba under those circumstances. So maybe we say the opposite. Because it's not her fault. We say it's his fault. We say like this, Matzi Amrale, she can tell him like this, Ana Chazina, I was raped. So as a woman who's raped, that doesn't mean that I can't be with any person. I can be with the Yisrael. I can't be with the Kohen. To a Kohen, I'm a Nivel of the Apostle. I'm someone who had relations against my will, but still relations to someone who's disqualified to me. So fine, so I can't be with the Kohen, but I could be with other people. So since I could be with other people, basically what she's arguing is, Gavra, who? Dinistachfa Sadeyu. It's you who can't be with me. So basically it's your bad mazel. So it's your mazel that caused it. It's not as if there's a problem with me. If there'd be a problem with me, it would have impacted other people too. It would have impacted the world. It would be me on the world. But the fact that I'm permitted to the world, I'm just not permitted to you, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, your mazel should be messed up. Your mazel should lose your wife. So if it's all your fault, it's your mazel, so then I deserve the ksuba. And maybe in the case of an Ashes Kohen who is raped, she deserves the ksuba. So you're going to ask me, what about our Mishnah, right? Well, that's exactly what our Gemara is going to talk about. Gemara is going to talk about that at very, very point. V'aminan lei. So Rav Papa said, we said back to Rava, Masnisini, that's our Mishnah. The whole point of our Mishnah is that an Ashes Kohen who's raped is entitled to her ksuba. That we began. Initially she was getting the ksuba, later not. So Amila, we said to her, Masnisini, that's our Mishnah. Because what does our Mishnah begin with? Three different women whose claims are believed, and based on their claims, they force a get, but they get ksuba. So, first was, Ha'omeres Tmei Ani Lecha, a woman who tells her husband, I'm Tamei to you, I can't be with you. So the husband has to divorce her, and Yesh La Ksuba, she's entitled to the Ksuba. But Mayaskinan, in what way is she Tamei to her husband? Ilema Be'eshes Yisrael, if we're talking about a woman who's married to a Yisrael, so now what happened? And if it was willful, that's why she's no longer permitted to her husband, because Umal of Umal, she committed a crime against him. Oh, she committed a crime against him. She willfully went and slept with somebody other than her husband. She's going to go get a ksuba. She's entitled to a ksuba. What? Klum yesh la ksuba. Does she have such a ksuba? She was mezana, and it's all her fault. You're never going to say that a woman who's married to her husband and she ruins the marriage by being mezana can get divorced and a ksuba. What a crazy. Of course not. That's all her doing. We would never let a criminal get, you know, chote niskar. We wouldn't let a guy sin and through sinning get an advantage. So what are you going to say? Iba ones, she's an Ashes Yisrael and she was raped. So Mika Mitzrael Gavra. So she doesn't even become prohibited to her husband. She's not prohibited to her husband. It's not Umal of Umal. There was no crime against the husband. She was raped. So what do you mean Tmeyani? She's not even Tamei. She's not even disqualified. Vela, so what are you going to tell me? Beishas Kohen. Our Mishnah is talking about the wife of a Kohen. Okay. Ibiratzen again. If it's willful, Klum Yesh La Ksuba, how could she get a Ksuba? Migaram Eishas Yisrael, is she any different than or any less than the wife of a Yisrael? Of course, if a woman willfully, you know, has an affair, she threw away her ksuba. Mikarim Ish Yisrael Barasus, any less than a wife of a Yisrael who does something willfully? El Alav, so what must be the Mishnah talking about? What we've explained, as Fred questioned, the Ones, in a case where she was raped. And the Mishnah says, she's believed to say she was raped, but she's entitled to the Ksuba. The Katani Yeshla Ksuba, it says she gets the Ksuba, so that resolves the question. We had asked, maybe the wife of a Kohen who's raped is like a wife of a Yisrael who does willful indiscretion. And just like a wife of a Yisrael who does willful indiscretion, the husband doesn't have to pay a Ksuba. Maybe doesn't have to pay a Ksuba to a wife of a Kohen who's raped. The answer is no, of course, a husband certainly has to pay a Ksuba to the wife of the Kohen who's raped. That's our Mishnah. That's the very case of the Mishnah. How is a woman believed to say, on what is she believed to say, I'm prohibited to my husband, I get a get, and there I also get a ksuba. It could only be a wife of a kohen who's raped. So it must be that a wife of a kohen who's raped does get a ksuba. That's the conclusion. Okay, next question. Next question. Is a woman believed to, when she claims that her husband divorced her, she's going around and saying, you divorced me? And he's saying, no, I didn't divorce you. So who's believed? Is he believed or is she believed? And obviously she doesn't have a get or a ptur or a document saying that she got divorced.
So would she be believed? What point of the get is?
You mean a get is a shtar, right? So you'd say that that she should have the document. She should hold on to it. It's true. It's true. That's a problem on her credibility. On the other hand, it's a pretty chutzpahdika thing to go tell somebody, you already divorced me, right? If he didn't, that's, wow. So that makes it is credible when she says, you divorced me. So Yibayaluhu, we had a question. Amr lebala gay rashtani. A woman who tells her husband, you divorced me. Mahu, what's the halacha? Amr Rav Nuna said, Tashma, come and hear a proof. In our Mishnah we have, Ha'omeres Tmeanilach, a woman who tells her husband, I'm disqualified to you, I'm tummy to you, right? Which we said means, an Ashes Kohen who tells her husband, I was raped. So initially they believed her, and then they stopped believing her. Even according to the final conclusion, which is that she's not believed, nowadays we wouldn't believe her. Hasam hu demeshakra. Maybe we don't believe her because people are not worried to lie. A woman is willing to lie and say she was raped, because how would anybody know? Tiyada devala lo yadaba, because she figures, my husband doesn't know. So she'll say she was raped. He doesn't know that she wasn't. Aval gabe gay rashtani, but for a woman to claim to her husband, you divorced me, that her husband certainly knows that she's lying if it didn't happen. So then mehemna, so she's believed, because who's going to lie in front of somebody? We have a rule, ein adam, you know, kofer bifnei bal chovo, a person would not have an eight on the meis panav bifnei bal chovo, a person wouldn't have the chutzpah to just, you know, bold faced lie. I guess they didn't need politicians, right? But in the Gemara, they said, you know, a person doesn't have the chutzpah to go to front of your face and just tell you a plain false so that you know is a false. Nope. Must be honest, must be credible. So when it comes to get, you have that svara, chazaka, and isha me'iza paneh, bifnei baila. There's a chazaka. A woman would not have the chutzpah to tell her husband, you divorced me, if he didn't really divorce her. If he's her husband, he's still married to her, she's going to go tell him something so crazy. You divorced me? He knows it's not true. And he's her husband. He takes care of her. He loves her. He's there for her. She would never do that. If she said, you divorced me, must be he really did divorce her. So Amalei Rava. Rava said to Rava Nuna about this question. Adrab, I think that the Mishnah should indicate the exact opposite. Afilu Mishnah Rishona. Even according to the original way that the halacha followed, which was that a woman who said she was raped was believed. Tani mehemna, hasa mishum du avida levzuyi nafshei. A woman is believed and she says she was raped Because we know that a woman wouldn't want to say she's raped. If a woman says she's raped, if she was raped, so it's embarrassing, it's disgraceful, it's damaging. So what person wants to damage themselves, disgrace themselves? They only say it because it's the truth. So then we believe her. Avalacha. But when you talk about a get, and she says she got a get, we shouldn't believe her. Zimna the takiflam in gavra. Sometimes she's so angry at her husband, and because she's angry at her husband, me'izu me'iza, she has all the chutzpah in the world. And she turns to her husband, who knows he didn't give her a get, and she knows he didn't give her a get, and she says, you gave me a get, because she's so enraged. When you talk about a get, if you gave me a get, she's all worked up. When she's all worked up, she has no credibility, because she's so emotionally upset. That's why she would say, you gave me a get. So we have an argument here. According to Rav Himnuna, a woman who tells her husband, you gave me a get, is believed, because ein isha me'iza paneha b'fnei bala. And according to Rava, a woman who tells her husband, you gave me a get, is not believed, because zimnu d'takif lamin gavra, something she's so angry at her husband, and me'izu me'iza, and then she is me'iza paneha b'fnei bala. Then she would tell her husband something which is really outrageous. Masiv Rav Misharshia, Rav Misharshia challenged Rava, who says that a woman who confronts her husband and says, you divorced me, is not believed. But look at our Mishnah again. Our Mishnah had a second case. The first case was the woman who said she was raped. The second case was the woman who swore that her husband was impotent. Hashamayim beini levenecha. The case where the woman says, by heaven, there's something between me and you. You don't have the ability to perform. Till the Mishnah is shown that according to the original halacha, she was believed. She was believed when she says, there's something wrong about you. You don't have the ability to perform. So one second, why don't you say she's so angry? And because she's so angry, she says crazy things. Now apparently to you, to the Rava. Rava apparently is wrong. Because what do you see? Hacha the lesla kisufa. Because it's a claim that's not embarrassing to her to say that the husband can't perform, she's believed about it. Even though it's a claim that's not embarrassing to her, Katani de Behemna, it says that she's believed. So it's not an issue of being embarrassing. It's an issue of the claim. So too, if a woman says that she got a get, she'd be believed. And it's not that only when she says she was raped, which is embarrassing and disgraceful, that she's believed. But even when she says something which isn't embarrassing to her, it's embarrassing to him, she would be believed. Kasava Rava. Now Rava holds, Hassam, the second case of the Mishnah, is like the first case. Just like in the first case, she was believed when she said she was raped, because if it wasn't the truth, she wouldn't do it, because it's embarrassing. Kasava Rava. Rava holds, Hassam, when you talk about a husband not being able to perform, Kevan Delo Sagila, Delo Amra in Yorok Chetz, she's going to have to get involved in really describing what goes on in the bedroom. She's going to have to say, if she says her husband doesn't perform, she's going to have to describe his semen, that his semen doesn't shoot like an arrow. So therefore, Eloisa Kedaka Amra, if it's not really the truth, Lo Amrale, she wouldn't want to do it. It's embarrassing to have to go to a Bezdin and to start talking to the rabbis about what goes on with her and her husband. That's why it's credible. But for a woman to say, I was divorced, that's not embarrassing. So therefore, that's not credible. That's the view of Rav. Now going back to Rav Himnuna, who says that a woman who says to her husband she was divorced is believed, because a woman wouldn't be so brazen unless it was the truth. Says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Shamayim beini levenecha, if a woman swears by God that her husband is impotent, the Mishnah Achrona, ultimately the halacha comes down on the side that we don't believe her. So ask Rav Misharshia, Tehevi Tiyuvta, Rav Himnuna. That should disprove the view of Rav Himnuna. Why? V'ahacha, because here, Diyadihi, Divai Lo Yadaba. She's making a claim that her husband is impotent. So obviously her husband knows if that's true or not. If it's not true, her husband knows that she's lying. The Katani de Lo Mehemna, it says that ultimately she's not believed. So say the same thing. Even when she says, you gave me a get, if he says, I didn't give you a get, So we said, now how could it not be the truth? If she said he gave her the get, must be it's the truth, because she wouldn't be so brazen to say, you gave me a get when he didn't, because he knows she's lying. But here, also he knows that she's lying, and we don't say that she's believed ultimately. So answers the Gemara, Kasav Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna will answer. Ach, in our Mishnah, when the halacha ultimately is, and when she says, by heaven, you're not able to perform. Nami also, he gufa amra. Nehi de bevia yada. It's true the husband knows if the semen came out, but biyora kicheitz. But in terms of whether that semen that came out was shooting like an arrow, miyada, he doesn't know if it was going so well or not. That's why she thinks she can get away with a lie. Whereas a woman who says, my husband gave me a get, and she turns to him and says, you gave me the get, she knows she can't get away with that lie because either there was a get or there wasn't. And he certainly knows if he gave a get or not. So therefore, it must be that that is the truth.
Okay, Rabbi, excuse me. The get is being prepared by a rabbi. Am I right? Okay, now, if she claims that she, you know, he gave it to her. Can they go to the rabbi to confirm that he wrote it? Okay, so this is one way of doing it. Secondly,
maybe they went to a different place. Maybe there was a fire in their house. All of their stuff was destroyed.
Okay, now but if supposedly she lost the get, and he really gave it to her, so what's the big deal? Go to the rabbi and give her another get.
The rabbi passed away.
A different rabbi.
Maybe she doesn't have time. She already has a new boyfriend. She wants to go.
He doesn't want to give
him.
You're saying a new get?
Maybe he doesn't want to get, give it. He claims he never gave a get. He doesn't want to give a get.
He changed his mind.
Oh, he changed his mind.
He never did it to begin with.
He claims he never
did it. I'm talking about the, if he gave it to her and she lost it or burned it or whatever.
All right. He claims he never gave it.
But the second get could be given for the same woman. Am I right? From maybe the same rabbi or a different rabbi?
Well, a woman, if she didn't get a get, she can get a get. If she got a get, there's no need for another get.
If she lost it or burned it or burned in the fire, so...
He could give a document, a tour, that he had given a get.
Market and paid. That would be acceptable?
Yeah,
you know?
Give a receipt that he had given
market
a get.
Market paid.
So the end of the Masechta now... gets into the question, a couple of stories actually, where the question is a woman believed, or do we say she's not believed? Because ultimately, as we pointed out in the Mishnah, the bottom line halacha is that not all of a woman's claims are believed, because we suspect that she's looking to take up with somebody else. So a series of stories along these lines. Hahi itza, there was a woman, t'chol yoma d'tashmish, any day after she had marital relations with her husband, mikadma mashia yada l'gavra. So the next morning, before he would wake up, she would be at the side of the bed with water washing his hands. That was her practice, that every night they'd have marital relations, the next morning she would bathe his hands. So Yom Chad, one day, Asile Maya Lemimsha, she shows up right at his bed with water. Marlasi, he said to her, Hadamil Salohavis Idna. So he said to her, but last night we weren't together. So why are you washing my hands this morning? What's going on? So Amrale, she said to him, well, then I must have been with somebody else. I was in the bed with one of the non-Jewish workers. And Cain, Chad Min Nachrim, one of these Goyim, Ahaloye, we sell this...
this is a nice Broadway show.
What do they call it? Aloe?
It's a
plant, yeah, of some sort. Green. It's a plant that's used... Right, laundry. So one of these, guyim out there selling the aloe to Havu Hacha Idna that was here today was the one who I was sleeping with in the bed. If it wasn't you. So Dilma Minho, maybe it was one of them. So basically she's saying that, I guess she was the wife of a Kohen also.
Right.
So she's saying, you know, I guess I'm prohibited to you. So Amar Rav Nachman, no, she's not believed. This fits into the last category of the Mishnah, or the final halacha, the Mishnah Achrona. She's somebody else that she wants to marry. She's coming up with a story to get her husband all worked up. Last but Mishasha B'mila. There's nothing to what she said. Nothing. Another story. There was a woman. She wasn't happy with her husband. Amar la, so the husband said to her, what's going on today? You're in such a bad mood. Amar le, she said to him, Me'olam lo tzartan b'derech eretz ki ya'idna. Because you've never caused me so much discomfort in the marital relations like today. The marital relation that we had today was so uncomfortable. Amar la, he said to her, what? Lo hava damilsa idna. But we didn't have marital relations today. So what are you talking about? How it was so uncomfortable. We didn't do anything. Amrale, so she said also, oh, you didn't do anything. Imkein alein nachrim, naftuye davo hachaidna. So it was the cable guy, right? It was the people selling the kerosene, the non-Jews who were supplying the kerosene that were here today that I was with. So yant lo, if it wasn't with you, don't machad min home, maybe it was one of them. So again, she believed. Amar luhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told them, "Lo tashkichun ba." We have the rule of our Mishnah. We don't pay attention. She's making up a story.
But he's certainly put on notice.
Yeah, she's making up a story. She probably wants to marry somebody else. She's creating a story that her husband should divorce her and she should get the ksuba. No credibility. It never happened, and they can stay together. Third story. Ahu Gavra, there was a fellow, Davami Harzik Beveta, who v'intisa. That there was Yichud in a house, the man and a woman, they were alone. Oh, Asamara de Besa. And when the owner of the house came up and into the house, Parte Noef Luhutza, this disgusting guy who's trying to do something with this woman, breaks a screen of Lulavim, Va'arak, and he ran off. So Amar Rava said also, it's the Sharia. Even so, the wife is permitted. Because im Isa to Avari Sura, because if this guy would have done something wrong with this woman, Irchusei Hava Mirchas, he would have been hiding under the bed, hiding in the closet, he wouldn't have run off. The fact that he ran off and the husband got to see who he was is a proof that he didn't do anything. Because had he done something, he would not be willing to be outed. The fact that his identity is outed is a proof that nothing happened. And now the fourth story, the final story of the Masechta. Who knows if there was a guy who was known as, you know, sleeping with married women? He went into this married woman. Asa Gavra, her husband came in. So Salik Noeth, this man who would have affairs, ran off. Isiv, and he sat down. Isiv Bikliye Bava, and he sat in the screen that was in front of the doorway. Have a machton tachli taman. Now there were water cress there. Cress is a vegetable. Mm-hmm. That was piled up in this screen. And Vitaminun Chivya, a snake came and took a bite of some of these vegetables. Now, when the snake takes a bite, it leaves poison. So there was poison now in these vegetables. And the husband, the master of the house, walked over to these vegetables to try to eat some. Lo died to the intita, without the wife knowing. Amar le'ahu noef. So this guy who has this excess friendship with the woman said to the husband, lo techo min hon, don't eat from these. The ta'im nan chivya, the snake just tasted from it, it's poisonous. So now the question is this man permitted to his wife? So because it looks like there was an affair here. So Amar Rava, Rava said, it's the shari. The man's allowed to his wife. Because if that man would have in fact slept with the woman, he would have tried to kill the husband. He would have said, eat, eat. He wouldn't have minded. Why? Because the pasuk says, Kino efes heina v'dam b'yadehem, because they are disloyal and they have blood on their hands. That those who are disloyal are rotzchim, a person who is not loyal to his wife, or I'm sorry, will have an affair with a married woman, is chashed on ritzicha. You have to suspect that he doesn't care about human life either. Shkoach, mazel tov.